From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Bursting Forth in Sound. Performances and conversations with Christian musicians elevating the mind to things eternal.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. On today's episode, I am joined by two of the members of Yole, Rich Sosa and Nancy Mayo. They are a band from Kenosha, Wisconsin. They formed this past summer, in the summer of 2014, playing at the annual Bella Madre Music Fest in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. They mainly play original music and have released a debut album, Shine, which was released on December 20th, 2014. Thank you so much, Nancy and Rich, for joining me today here on Bursting Forth in Sound.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to begin today's program with a song off of your CD. You'll Find Love Again. So here it is.
World seems big and cruel, I know. So go ahead and cry, I might cry also. My little girl, just don't give up hope. Just hold on to these arms of love, you I know. Just hold on to these arms of love, you I know. The love you I know. The love you I know. The love you I know. Love you I know. TV and find my blackboard. I'll show you a verse and I'll sing you a hook. Darling, I know you can't tell me your pain. Just hold on to me and you'll find love again. Just hold
Welcome back here on Bursting Forth in Sound. You just heard Yole's You'll Find Love Again. It's off their CD, Shine, their brand new CD, Shine. I want to find out a little bit from you guys about how you formed. You're a recent band from Kenosha for our listeners. And can you just tell me a little bit about why you formed, how you formed, and what you're doing?
Well, like you said, we formed last year in the summer. But we've all kind of known each other for a few years. I've known Nancy since my kids were taking violin lessons with her. Gosh, that was about 6 years ago.
Has it been that long? I don't think so.
Well, maybe not. But we all kind of know each other from playing worship music in different churches around Racine and Kenosha. Lauren D'Angelo and Randy Mayo. Randy playing drums and Lauren piano and vocals. So we've all kind of known each other for quite some time. And it was, I think, through that being in the presence of each other from time to time in church, when I actually first started writing some music that I wanted to put on a CD and put a CD together, the sound was going to be very organic. I knew that was just what I was comfortable with, a very Americana, very acoustic kind of sound. And Nancy plays violin like nobody I know. So it was nice to have her jump in and join on a lot of the recordings that we were doing over at Skies Fall Studio. And Lauren helped out with the vocals. Randy helped out with the drums. And it was kind of an organic process. It didn't really formally just, okay, we're the band. And there's also a lot of other people that were part of this CD, almost like a music collective. Debbie Johnson playing piano and Anna Nuzzo adding vocals. And actually, like, Rachel and Cassandra from Simply Arcia, Catholic worship duo from Ohio. So it was all these people that were part of the CD process, and once we actually finished the CD and released it, it was like, okay, well, what do we do now, and what is going to be the makeup when we play out live and that kind of thing. And Nancy just had such a presence on the CD, her violin and her, what she did with the violin was such a trademark to the Yole sound. So it was kind of inevitable that she was going to start becoming a regular on this. And same, I could say the same thing with Lauren as well and Randy. So I don't know, it's kind of an organic process how we came together. And when we played at Bella Madre for the first time, it just felt right. You know, it just felt right transforming what we did in studio, which studio is a very, I don't know how you...
It's definitely an artificial setting, because when you're on stage, you have the audience and you have the live, everyone's present. In the studio, a lot of times you're listening to a track and you're playing by yourself. You can't really play off of the physical cues that you have with the people that you're playing with. And Rich has really been the creative force behind the birth of this band and, of course, the making of the CD. This is, you know, this is his original music and his vision, and we are really blessed to be able to be a part of that and to be able to play worship music with him and to have these experiences, you know, musical experiences. It really makes it special.
The song You'll Find Love Again that we just heard that began the program, maybe you want to tell me just a little bit about how that came to be, Rich. As Nancy said, you're the creator. So tell me a little about the song and where it came from in your mind.
Well, I actually remember where and when I wrote this. I wrote this about 2 years ago. And without going into too much detail, yeah, I remember my daughter having some problems in school and just having a broken heart. And I think as a parent, every parent's going to experience that. Every parent is going to see their child with a broken heart at one time. And it's at that moment you realize how much you love your children so much that you wish you could just wipe that all away. And I just wanted to write a song that she knew, where she knew how much I loved her. And it came together so quick. I mean, some songs take 3 years to write. You pick it up, put it down, you pick it up, you put it down, and then 3 years later you might have a song you want to bring out. But that song came out, I would say, in about half an hour in my living room. It means so much, and I think it's a very personal song, yet at the same time, anybody listening to it can really apply so many different situations to it. When you listen to it, I think any one person is going to relate to it in a little different way, even though this was a father-daughter kind of relationship here. It can apply to just about any situation where we're faced with a broken heart, and who's going to pick us up? Who's going to hold us? And, you know, there's the father figure here in the song, that's me, but really it's not. And for all of us, it's you know, relying on our father, on God, to pick us up when we have that broken heart, and to allow us to be loved by him and to allow us to be held by him. So it's really two levels there, you know, on the human material level and then the spiritual level of finding that hope and not giving up being loved by our Father and accepting it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, believe it or not, it's time to take a break here in a minute, but I want to maybe talk a little bit about the next song, The Promise, before we go into the song. Tell me a little bit about The Promise.
Gosh, I think a lot of these songs that we're playing today were written on my couch. they were just written on the couch with this old thrift store coffee table that I'd write on. But that song's probably one of the earlier songs that I've written that are on the CD, and that's just a man coming to terms with God's mercy. That's just a man that is allowing his brokenness to be fixed by God's grace. I couldn't tell you exactly where and what I was thinking at the time, but definitely it's a song of hope, and it's a prayer. I mean, a lot of my prayer life revolves around worship music, and this CD isn't a CD that I would categorize as, oh, this is a worship CD. This is more of a CD that has a lot of different kinds of songs on it that are very personal. Anybody can relate to them, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Christian from a different denomination, or whether you just like folk music. And I think it really tugs at the core of our existence. So that song, to me, is just a song written out of emptiness, but realizing all the hope and promises that we're given by our God, by our Creator, through Jesus Christ.
Excellent. You're listening to Bursting Forth in Sound. In studio with me today is Rich Sosa and Nancy Mayo. They make up Yole, which is a band from Kenosha, Wisconsin, Christian band from Kenosha, Wisconsin. We're going to listen to The Promise right now and take a short break and come back and hear more music and more great stories from both Rich and Nancy. Stay tuned here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. This is Bursting Forth in Sound. Thank you.
brought me down. I'll rest in you, I'll rest in all your mercy. Lord, you are the promise I finally found. Lord, you are the promise I finally found. Lord, you are the promise.
Do you like hearing Catholic radio in our area? We need your support. Send your tax-deductible donation to WSFI, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048.
Catholic Financial Life is seeking motivated people who want a job with a purpose, flex schedule, and growth potential. For information about becoming an advisor, contact Ishmael Cardenas at 414-651-3102, 414-651-3102.
Hi, this is John Wood, author of Ordinary Lives, Extraordinary Mission. I'm excited to team up with the Dynamic Catholic Institute to help reawaken the sleeping giant called the Catholic Church. I believe there's only one thing that can end this crisis and awaken our church. Saints. We need saints. We need saints who are doctors and lawyers and teachers and architects and athletes, musicians and farmers. Saints who live on college campuses. Saints who are mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas. We need saints. The world doesn't need another John Paul II or Mother Teresa. The world needs you. Your ordinary life has an extraordinary mission, and I don't care if you're 9 or 99, now is your time. So join us at the Ordinary Lives Extraordinary Mission one-day event on January 31st at St. Lucie Catholic Church in Racine, Wisconsin. This will be a life-changing event with inspiring talks, powerful music, and most importantly, a church filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. For more information and to register, go to dynamiccatholic.com and click on events. Come and rediscover your extraordinary mission.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bursting Forth in Sound. I'm your host, Bill Slater, and we are talking with Yole, which is a Christian band in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Today's guests in studio are Rich Sosa and Nancy Mayo. Their music is just very inspiring, very beautiful folk Christian music. And we listened to The Promise right before break, and we're talking about that song. But we're going to hear another song as well, which is off their album, Shine, which was released December 20th, 2014. And this song is entitled Psalm 32. So before we play it, maybe tell me a little bit about this song and what you were thinking with this.
I actually remember when this thing was written, or when I started to put it together. I was actually in church, like on a weekday. I was going through the daily readings for that. And the daily readings always have the reading and then the psalm, the responsorial psalm. And the psalm for that day was Psalm 32. Lord, forgive the wrong I've done. And I honestly, there's not a lot to it. I said, man, that would sound like a really cool song Johnny Cash would write. Some Western kind of song that a guy that had everything but lost it all through his mistakes, through his trials, through living for himself, finding himself all alone with absolutely the loss of everything in his life, and him just going to God and saying, I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm really a good guy, but I just made a lot of mistakes, and just feeling kind of like, Lord, believe me, I love you, and I'm a good guy, and I'm faithful, and I love my wife, and I love everything that you've given me. Just make it right. And that's kind of where it started from. It was just this novelty of an idea. And then as the lyrics started coming out, I think there are just some things that came out of it that God pulled out of me, that it says, you know what, this feels personal. This feels like something a lot of people can relate to, and that's kind of where it came out, just monkeying around noon at church in the sanctuary with the psalm of the day.
Beautiful. So this is Psalm 32.
My head kindness is so easy to hold. Why can't I hold her now? Lord, forgive the wrong I've done. I'm really a faithful man. And can't you hear my heart?
Can't you hear my heart?
Don't you feel my heart?
Don't you feel my heart?
Don't you see this hole?
Don't you see this hole?
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
Welcome back here at Bursting Forth in Sound. That was Psalm 32. How beautiful that was. This is just awesome music from Yole, which is a Christian band in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And I want to find out, we're listening to the voices of Nancy Mayo and Rich Sosa here joining me in studio talking about the album, playing their music. So I maybe just want to find out a little bit about where people can find your music, where people can hear you perform. Do you have any upcoming performances coming up?
We actually do. We're playing at St. Anne's Catholic Church. There's this new, it's called Jesu House Concert Series. And so we're playing Saturday night, January 24th at 7 p.m. You have to be 18 or over to attend. It's really targeted for the young adult crowd. And so it's free. So we invite everybody to come. There's plenty of room. And so we're playing there. And looking forward to it. I think it's really basically our CD release, our formal CD release.
Formal CD release party of this brand new album that you've now have out, Shine, which is beautiful. That's so great. Where can people find the album?
We have CDs available at Holy Family Bookstore in Pleasant Prairie. You can go to Amazon, you can buy them. You know, this is all kind of new to us, so we're still in the process of getting it out there. But you can go to CD Baby, you can go to Amazon, you can go to places like that and buy it online, iTunes, places Great. Like that. And we're still putting together a website, but right now if you go to yolemusic.bandcamp.com, you'll find some contact information on there as well.
That's great. People want to get in contact with you, sure you're able to play and perform all over the area or wherever people want to hear you play. It is great music. This is great fun. I thank you guys so much for spending some time with me here on Bursting Forth in Sound on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Before we close the program, we're actually going to close the program with Shine, which is the title track of your album. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that song. It's a very upbeat and happy song, which I kind of enjoy.
I think that was Nancy who made it upbeat because she made those really cool violin parts. But that was almost like a gift for my other daughter as she graduated 8th grade. So I wanted to write a song for her to realize how important she was to me, how important she was in the whole scheme of things and God's plan for her. So that's where it came out, and that song's doing very well so far with the CD release, and it means a lot to her and to us to be able to play it out. So
this has been so much fun for you guys to be here with me talking. I just enjoy your music a ton, and it's a true pleasure. Please, for all listeners out there, look them up, find them. It's Yole, spelled Y-O-L-E with the accent on the E, but Yole is how you pronounce it, so go out, find them on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, or check out one of our partners in person, which is Holy Family Bookstore in Pleasant Prairie. Go check them out and patronize them. They're a great Catholic bookstore. So thank you so much for you guys being here. This was a blast. I wish you best of luck with all of your music and all future endeavors. And on the 24th, we hope many of our listeners will come out to hear you perform. So thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, this has been an episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. Until next time, here on WSFI Catholic Radio, thank you so much for listening.
This has been an episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. For more information about this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org. To listen to the program again, visit wsfi.org and click on the Radio Archive tab.